Christmas has been cancelled in Bethlehem. Or at least, celebrations will be kept to a minimum this year in view of the war in Gaza. There will be no Christmas tree, no fairy lights. Bethlehem's economy is 90% dependent on tourism and pilgrims, and for months now, souvenir sellers have been playing backgammon rather than opening their stalls. Normally, 150,000 people would go to Bethlehem during the Christmas period. This year, there are virtually no visitors. In contrast to the first Christmas, the hotels are empty. One church in Bethlehem has set up its manger scene this year, surrounded by rubble. Perhaps more than tinsel and glitter, that image of a manger surrounded by rubble gets us to the heart of Christmas. Because Jesus came for a broken world. Jesus entered our mess. If we imagine the perfectly curated Christmas, you can probably hear the syrupy music in the background now as you imagine it. There might seem little need for Christ. I've no idea really what Stacey Solomon's crafty Christmas involves or what Jamie Oliver's quick and easy Christmas looks like. But how does Jesus fit in to that? When we think of the reality of our world, perhaps we can begin to see why Christ came. He was born in royal David's city, and yet he came to be with the poor and mean and lowly. He was born after a long, hard journey in difficult circumstances, in an occupied land, his parents displaced from their home. What did those parents-to-be dream of for him? An animal's feeding trough probably wasn't the beautiful nursery they might have imagined. And soon Jesus would be a child refugee, fleeing from Herod's violence. I'm all for sparkle and glitter and loveliness and feasting and happy songs and so on. But Christmas is for people who walk in darkness, for those living in the land of the shadow of death. It is for those who know gloom and distress and oppression. And it is a great light, a dawn which changes everything. The true light has come into the world. In that carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, we sang, In thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. Jesus came to a world of sin, and he comes to all who will receive him still. We need him to cast out our sin and enter in and be born in us today. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us in the real world of mess and pain. God himself came to our world in Jesus, that by believing in him we might have new life, new hope as the children of God. Even when there are no fairy lights, still, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus, of course, could not be cancelled. Herod couldn't cancel him. Even though they crucified him, he couldn't be cancelled. He rose victorious from the dead. It is sometimes a dark world, but the light shines. The light wins. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. There is obviously a long way to go before the angel's message of peace on earth is entirely fulfilled. But we dare to hope that it isn't just make-believe. It's not merely sentiment or aspiration. It's good news. The announcement that something has happened. the favour and kindness of God, his undeserved love for our world in all its brokenness. There was something which the shepherds could go and see and check out. The birth of a Saviour, Christ the Lord, the long-promised rescuer King, who alone can give us peace with God and peace with him. However real and terrible the suffering of our world, we should never allow it to cancel Christmas. According to the Bible, Jesus came to cancel the charge sheet of sin which stands against us for all those who had put their trust in him. The darkness, the shadow, mustn't, can't do away with Christmas. It shows us our need for the light. So even amidst the rubble, if things seem to fall apart, look to the manger. Perhaps even if we're terribly conscious of the violence and suffering of our world, we can see afresh how Christmas is good news of great joy for all people. May you know hope, joy and peace this Christmas. Amen.
Amen.